Jess in with you this morning. It's time to talk a bit of sport with Mitchell Hughes from NBN News in Newcastle. Mitch, is it wet down that way?
The sun has just come out for a little bit, but it has been raining a lot this morning. So, yeah, we're getting a slight reprieve here at Newcastle Jets training.
I was going to say, it might be a bit muddy there this morning.
No, they've got actually really good pitches here. It's gone are the days where football teams, like slash soccer teams, have to train on horrible pitches. The ones here at Newcastle University are always nice and lush and green and good. Not that it's helping the Jets at the moment, unfortunately, with their, I think, 10 or 11 games without a win. But, yeah, at least they've got good facilities to train on. They can't complain about that, at least.
Yeah, well, that's true. I was going to say, can anything help the Newcastle Jets right now?
Well, there's only four or five games to go in the season. Poor old Craig Deans has taken over, and obviously the club just had no resources at the start of the season. They didn't have time to plan. They haven't had any real good signings, and they've had a fair few injuries as well. So hopefully, just looking at the squad for this weekend, they play this weekend against Sydney. They've got, hopefully, Rami Nagerine, who's one of our better players, back this weekend. He couldn't play against Melbourne City because of his loan deal. Looking at the other guys, Nigel Bogard is due back from injury. Whether or not he'll start or come off the bench again remains to be seen. And then there's guys like Johnny Katrumbas who are also coming back from injury. So you never know. We might be back to a closer full-strength squad. Roy O'Donovan was suspended for the last game after picking up five yellow cards. Just looking at the squad they've got out there on the pitch at the moment, Roy's out there and Bogues is out there. So you never know. We might be back to full strength, and we might give Sydney FC a bit of a run for their money this week and hopefully get the first win, I think, in 10 or 11 games.
I like the optimism, Mitch.
That's all we can do as Newcastle / Hunter Region sports fans. We've gone through a lot more bad years than good years, and I think it's our resolve that always keeps us all coming back to support our team.
Exactly. Now, the Newcastle Knights, how are they going to go this weekend?
Well, this is another interesting one. They're obviously not going very well themselves. Had a couple of bad losses, especially that one to the Roosters. That was a hammering. They've got a couple of players this week back in contention. Heimel Hunt comes back in, obviously not as big of an influence as a half or a forward, but he's a very valuable asset, so that's a boost for them. They're heading down to Wagga for this game against the Canberra Raiders. Canberra also struggling. I think they're on a five-game losing streak, and both teams were touted to be top eight teams. So unfortunately for one of them, that streak losing streak is going to continue, I'd say, this weekend. But both teams are very desperate. Both teams need to turn their fortunes around. The Knights, obviously, still with a host of injuries. You know, their halves have just been decimated with Mitchell Pearce and Blake Green out. A young Phoenix Crossland gets his chance at halfback, so it'd be interesting to see how he goes. And then, yeah, for the Raiders, obviously, they've got the same sort of thing, a couple of injuries, and are trying to turn their fortunes around. So Saturday, it'll be an interesting contest, and hopefully for the Knights, it's the game that can kickstart their season and turn things around, because the top eight and especially the top four are starting to get away from them on the ladder.
Mm. Is Lachlan Fitzgibbon back in the game this weekend for the Knights?
Yeah, so he's in the extended squad. Again, they've been sort of easing him back in. Apparently had a good game in the lower grades last week, but Adam O'Brien is a man who plays his cards very close to his chest, and so I'm guessing Fitzy will travel, whether he creeps into that top 17 or 18 on game day. I'm sure we won't find out until Saturday afternoon. And also, just give a quick mention too to the Newcastle and Maitland Knights, the women's team. They're in the final of the country championship this weekend, and they'll be playing one of the warm-up games to that NRL game down in Wagga.
Oh, cool.
They've gone undefeated all the way through the women's country championships, beat the North Coast about 3 weeks ago up in Taree. And, yeah, it's been a real topsy-turvy run for them. COVID and floods have actually stopped them from playing. They should have been finished about 6 weeks ago. But a huge thrill for a lot of the girls. They're all girls that are fairly new to the sport or haven't played on the big stage. So to play at Wagga before an NRL game is going to be a huge experience for them. And fingers crossed our girls can get the job done against Riverina.
That's awesome. And also, Mitch, our pick the score game for this week is the Eels up against the Roosters. It's actually worth $800 for the game. So what do you think the score could be between the Eels and the Roosters?
I think this one will be fairly close. Roosters going pretty well after that win over the night. So let's go Roosters 24, Eels 16.
I like it. And lastly this morning, Mitch, let's talk about the Newcastle North Stars.
Yeah, so unfortunately 2020, as it did to a lot of sports and sports people, cancelled out the national ice hockey competition. So we've got a pretty dedicated bunch of fans in the Hunter behind the Newcastle North Stars, our franchise, and a very successful franchise at that. I think we've been the champions about seven times in 20 years of the history of the competition. No comp last year. They did have a few games here and there, exhibition games, but this year they've put together a smaller competition. They won't be playing against teams from outside of New South Wales, but the two Sydney sides and Canberra and the North Stars have got together to create a competition called the McCormack Cup. It gets underway this weekend. The North Stars are playing at home 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. They've got a Sydney team which will be playing out of Sydney, and then another Sydney team which is basing themselves out of Erina on the Central Coast. They'll play 10 home games, so for any fans of the North Stars, it's a chance to get out and actually see some games. 10 home games over the next couple of months, and a lot of interest around local players because they can't bring imports out, obviously, because of COVID. There's a lot of young guys that have been playing that have come up through the ranks and played junior ice hockey here in Newcastle, and they'll get their chance. And there's also a guy to look out for that we interviewed this morning. His name's Ethan Hawes. He's originally from Newcastle. His family moved to the US when he was about nine. He's played hockey, then come back and gone back to the US and come back, and still thinks of himself as a Hunter boy, and has aspirations of playing in the National Hockey League in the US. But for now, he's back here playing in Australia in the American off-season, and he's definitely one to look out for this season when the North Stars start their campaign.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Mitch, thank you so much for joining us this morning, as always. And everyone, you can catch all of your latest news and sport every night from 6 on NBN News. Mitch, we'll catch you next week.
No worries. Thanks, Jess.